Whether it's dealing with the late start to the 2021 spring sports season or some early spring rain to dodge, the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team is underway. And as brand new head coach Alex Zuzic told KDWA Sports on Wednesday afternoon, it's exciting to have his boys on the court. But what has it been like just getting back out there after a year off?
Thanks for having me, first off. And then second, to kind of answer the question here, first match was supposed to be April 6th, and we started practice on March 29th. So we would have had six practices before our first match, but it was rained out, which to some extent a little lucky, you know, lets us get a little more ready before we actually got to get on the court for a match. But nonetheless, you know, our first two matches actually ended up being rained out that first week of April. And then, you know, that week of April 12th rolls around and we have two matches on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday we actually hosted an invite kind of quadrangular with Roseville, Lakeville North, and Apple Valley. Able to pick up a tough win over Apple Valley there. We beat Simley on Thursday. Wednesday we lost to Eden, and we also lost to Roseville and Lakeville North. And I mean, Lakeville North in particular is looking really good. And so just those kinds of matches, you know, are really important for us to take some on the chin, kind of. And it's like that a little more early in the season. Sometimes find some success right away, but it's a very good kind of reminder. You know, even if we are playing well or doing things well, we still have a ton of room to improve and kind of go from there.
Now, we know numbers are down across the board in spring sports all over the USA. But with lower numbers, how impressed has Coach Zuzic been with the way his team has played and not only competed, but have won matches, especially against big-time conference opponents like last week's 4-3 win over Simley?
Yeah, to be honest, so far, I'm pretty impressed with our guys. I think, you know, there's a lot of them that, you know, 2 years ago might have been a sophomore playing, you know, a little bit of varsity there. And, you know, there's a decent amount of seniors on that team. And then last year, there was at least a few that, you know, unfortunately missed their season. So there's only a couple on our team that ever have actually had varsity experience before this year. And so for us to be, you know, kind of in this competitive spot we've been in so far where we are 3-3 and, you know, having some chances in the zones where we come up a little short. But I've been really impressed, and it's been really clear. I mean, not even just for our team, but just watching the matches too, you know, who has been out on courts more in the last year and who hasn't. And definitely some of our guys have taken advantage of all this kind of quote-unquote free time and use it as a time where, you know, they can get a bit better here.
With the Raiders having plenty of talent, it's now about putting that talent into spots in the lineup where each of those Raiders can succeed. And that may be in the singles or doubles lineup. Coach Zuzic on how tough it has been trying to put together a starting lineup, depending on the matchup or the opponent.
It's always hard, I feel like, right away, because, you know, you want to kind of, usually it, the way it kind of works, it's almost kind of like a ladder, and you base it a little bit off of where people played the year before. But obviously, with no one playing last year, and then kind of that reduced practice time to start, you know, we had to kind of balance between getting a lot of drilling in and hitting a lot of tennis balls, but also have our guys competitive against each other to kind of see where everyone falls. And I mean, it was tough to do that first week. We were over spring break, so some guys were gone. And so really, I'm feeling now, you know, 2 weeks in, 2.5, I guess, almost, where we are getting more of a grip on kind of who plays what and exactly where. And so it's kind of like you're talking about, Chuck, where it is a balance between, you know, this guy is just really hitting his volleys well these last couple of weeks, so, you know, he could be really dominant at the net and some doubles. And so, you know, do we want to do that or kind of focus more on singles? And it's an interesting mix of, you know, conversations with Marissa, what I'm seeing out on the court, sometimes talking to the guys themselves too in a little bit. You know, it does matter a bit kind of what they prefer, because usually they prefer what they are better at. So sometimes, of course, you know, you see it differently as a coach, and so you got to kind of not coax them into playing it because they'll do what you say, but, you know, get them to have a really good competitive mindset out on court, even if it's something that they aren't extremely used to or comfortable with. So now it kind of feels like we're starting to get closer to, you know, everyone having kind of their spot in the lineup here. And this week, too, even with yesterday, our match got postponed and stuff, and I'm kind of happy about it. I mean, like you said, we're super busy, but I'm happy to get some more practice time to kind of measure some of our guys against other guys that we have going right now.
Coach Zuzic on a couple of the Raiders that have really stepped up through the first six matches of the year in their 3-3 start.
Captains Charlie Schar and Eric Barber, and Charlie's been playing one single score since Vivi, I feel like, has gotten kind of to a new level as a player even in the last, like, week. So, like, against Eden, he played one of the top players in the state, had to play another really solid player from Lakeville North. And playing one singles is tough in tennis because you always play the other team's best player. Like, yeah, sure, you're great. You're playing best on your team or your team's best player, but here you go. Here's a really good challenge for you. So, and it's interesting, too, with different teams, you know, some guys are big hitters, and so you have to be on the defensive, but then other guys, you know, depending on the team, are a bit more defensive players, and so you also have to be able to create your own pace and kind of attack, which is always new and kind of hard when someone gets to that one singles level. And then another name I just mentioned was Eric Barber, and he's been playing three-quarters with a solid start, as well as a little bit of two doubles. You know, I just want to see people in different places. I mean, we are a long ways out from sections or individual sections, but you always want to kind of have an eye on it, and then also give people experience, potentially, in case they do play doubles after a season of playing mostly singles, and get them kind of warmed up for potentially what could be coming. And then another pair that's really jumped out so far, and kind of our one double so far, has been Henry Ashman and William Mastick, and they kind of ended up coming together after we have a guy out right now with quarantine, and so they didn't start the season playing together, and then one day we needed to put people together, and they responded well together, and when they haven't come out on top, they have, you know, given the other teams a good run, and, you know, they've both been playing to their strengths really well, and so those are a few guys, you know, that I've been especially impressed with here so far.
That was head coach Alex Susick of the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team.